Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Get involved, get engaged, not just with me. I mean, find some other people that you know, some other commentators as well that you can listen to and you can get some information from. Because it's really what it boils down to, right? You get the right information and everything will, I don't want to say everything will work out, but everything will work out to its best. Because you use the information you get from these people. I told you, bring on the expert for a reason. I know I don't know it all. And I don't want to know it all. I really don't. I got other things I want to do. You guys got to do a little bit of your own homework. When I bring people on to discuss this stuff, like Dr. B, take that to your friends, your loved ones, your kid, maybe your kids. I don't know. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You heard us talking about it earlier today. I still don't understand, don't know, haven't figured out, really. Sincerely. How DeSantis is going to enforce this, if you would. Because, you know, today he signed a measure that he said would protect state residents from Silicon Valley's power to grab speech through content. Now, he's not necessarily trying to stop them here, but he's giving the locals the ability to sue these companies. Now, they got a boatload of money, so, you know, it would have been great if he had signed this, then we moved to Florida, and then they pulled us or did something to us, because then we'd really be loaded. The big tech bill, as DeSantis calls it, allows residents to fight back against deplatforming and censorship. It allows them to sue tech companies for up to $100,000 in damages. Now, the law requires companies to detail how they reach the conclusion about the content moderation and how they stick those standards consistently. That's the big thing for me. If they're consistent, and they're not arbitrary, and you don't make them up as you go. Remember, we used to get mad at our kids for making the rules up as they went. Remember that? In these games. And it would prohibit them from deplatforming political candidates as well. That's going to go deep, huh? Florida Attorney General will also now be able to bring action against tech companies that violate the law. Prohibits the deplatforming, as I told you, political candidates. The session, we took action to ensure that the people, real Floridians, across the Sunshine State, guaranteed protection against Silicon Valley elites. DeSantis went on to say, if big tech censors enforce rules inconsistently to discriminate, that's the word. It's what I've been screaming about for a long time, use the word discriminate in favor of a dominant Silicon Valley ideology, one person against another, what have you, they will now be held accountable, or can be in Florida. DeSantis has been critical of what he views as censorship. Him alone? We all view it as censorship. You saw what just happened to me with YouTube. I think what we're really witnessing is Orwellian, right? It's a big tech corporate media collusion. They want the result that they want. They're going to push for what they want. Isn't that great? This is problematic at best. We should have got on this a long time ago. This shouldn't be news. Right? This shouldn't be the first time that we're dealing with this, that we're helping parents to deal with this, or other people for that matter. And Facebook has gone after a lot of us. I mean, I'm not the only one. Talking to a guy today. Lost 1 million followers on Facebook. Thank God I never hit that number, because I would have been floored. Floored, mad floored. You know what I'm saying? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we're seeing more and more, like the Dem congressman who called out progressives for their deafening silence on anti-Semitic attacks. Nothing. Not a word from these people. Not a real word from these people anyhow. I mean, if you really think about what's going on, and you're, you know, a human being in any way, shape, manner, or form, and you're looking at what's happening, you'd have to speak up for something, for someone, in some way, wouldn't you? I'll go one step further. Shouldn't you? Look, I've been telling you guys for a long time. This is going to be a fight against good and evil. And you call it whatever you want to. For me, it's a satanic fight. But it's still good against, you know, good against evil. That one side so feels that they're right about everything, so right on a consistent basis, that they don't think anybody should stop them or slow them down. They're going to prove why they're right by forcing everything through, no matter what they trample all over, no matter what they burn, including the Constitution. Right? Doesn't make any sense. That's exactly what's allowed them to get in office. It's exactly what's allowed them to be in the positions that they're in. Come see your host. You've been listening to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and 3 stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Like I say, get engaged, get involved. Do something other than nothing. That's how you make a difference. Actually doing something. There's so much here to talk about. But with the progressives, as I was saying earlier, the Democrats are really, really quiet. Especially the Democrat progressives. They're so silent on the anti-Semitic attacks. What's the problem? They must be okay with them. Right? I mean, isn't that what we always heard? If Trump didn't speak out about something, then he must have been okay with it. Well, the same thing here. So you're telling me the squad and others are fine with this, Rashida Tlaib. Right? She wants us to stop condemning the anti-Semitism. Or the anti-Semites. Is she for real? Actually, she is, yes. It's just an amazing, the hypocrisy. So the patriots, true Americans, the patriots fighting for our rights, fighting for our freedoms, she wants to call us traitors, yet doesn't have a problem with it. I mean, think about everything these people have come to stand for. And it's all anti-American. All of it. Not some of it, not parts of it, all of it. Time for progressives to really, truly start to come out and support Israel. Stop demonizing those who support Israel. The Phillips, his criticism comes amid a really real big spike in anti-Semitic attacks. And it's happening in the U.S., in major cities. Where are the Democrats on this? Where are the Democrat mayors? Where are the Democrats on acting on this and making sure that this stops? Conservatives call out violence in all forms, in all sides. You didn't like the way we do it. Right? I mean, they want us to call out conservatives all the time. All the time. 24/7. Leave BLM alone. Leave Antifa alone. Let me help you. No. Not going to stop here. Right? You want to say we must denounce anti-Semitism at every opportunity. The first term congressman added there is no place for intolerant political thought for those who tout the endorsements of Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood. Two totally, 100% anti-Semitic groups. Why would you accept? I wonder why you would accept their endorsement. Right? Give us some thought. Members of the squad, the group of progressive Democrats, led by AOC. I can't say her name, because if you say her name too many times, you know she's going to show up, right? She spoke out against the rising tide of anti-Semitism in the U.S. over the weekend, though some critics suggest that the lawmaker bears responsibility for inflaming some of this. Just think of some of the comments that she has made, some of the things that she has said, who she stuck up for. Now, the lawmakers were all torched by users online who brought up the squad members, obviously, and brought up their previous tweets that they can't just get rid of. I mean, the dull part of all this is they actually believe that we're on the same page as them on all this. Well, anti-Zionist gangs beat up Jews in her city, right in her backyard. AOC was providing a somewhat intellectual basis for their actions. She was defaming Israel as an apartheid state. God, I wish these people were getting informed. Right? They think that, or they're putting out there, that Israel is sending out these groups. They're out to murder as many Palestinian children as possible. Who's putting the rocket launchers, the weapons, in the parking lots of schools and hospitals? Well, on the roof of hospitals, actually. Right? Israel is surgically trying to remove Hamas. Kind of hard to do, though, when people cover for them and put them up on the roof. The American Jewish Committee Global Director of Young Leadership, Sefai Kogan, said that Ocasio, or AOC, didn't call for violence, but she carved out an area of respectability for a certain type of anti-Semitism. Right? AOC and several members of the small, unofficial caucus, they spoke out against anti-Semitism outright, while others such as Representative, who does she represent? She don't represent, I hope to God she doesn't represent those people in Massachusetts. Ayanna Pressley, a Democrat out of Massachusetts. She mentioned anti-Semitism alongside Islamophobia. We're couching statements against anti-Semitism with critics against Israel. How she tied the two together, I have no clue. I want you to think about this. How many times have we had Jews show up, at one of our offices or buildings and kill a bunch of people or behead a bunch of people? I haven't seen that happen. Right? Because they were gay or whatever. Remember, we've seen this happen in other places across this country under Obama. I wonder when it will start under... Yeah, you heard me. I wonder when it will start under Biden. Not going to do anything about it. Look at Seattle. Look at Portland. Look at some of these other cities. They won't do anything about it. They never do. So don't get excited now, because it ain't happening now either. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I had so many things I wanted to get to. Yeah, no, I'm not always that fast. But you think about it. You know, Biden's under fire for waiving sanctions on Russia. You know, the Russian gas pipeline? I'm sorry. Now, they shut down our gas line. We heard for 4 years how Trump wasn't tough enough on Russia, and yet Biden, with everything going on, with everything they've been blamed for, with everything he says they're doing, he's looking to relieve sanctions. How much more dishonest can you get? I'm not joking, I'm serious. Biden called President Trump Putin's puppy. And he put tougher sanctions on Russia than Biden has. So what does that make Biden? We'll deal with that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, Phone Call Far. A lot more coming up.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One person is dead after a plane crash outside of a Las Vegas Air Force base. Officials say a plane crashed just outside of Nellis Air Force Base, killing the pilot. The base said the plane was a contractor-operated aircraft and that the crash remains under investigation. And President Biden announced Monday that more funding will be available for states to assist in preparations for natural disasters. Speaking at FEMA headquarters, Biden said that the funds available will be doubled.
Today, I'm announcing that FEMA is going to make a $1 billion available to the states, territories, tribes, and rural communities through the Building Resilience Infrastructure and Communities Program, so-called BRIC program. That's going to double the funding available from last year, and it's going to help communities.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something more than nothing, as I love to say. I need you doing something. Getting involved in some way. That would be great. We were talking about the Democrat congressman who finally called out progressives. I mean, the Democrats have got their own little civil war going on right now, and I'm okay with that. Right? But a congressman from Minnesota decided, hey, I've had enough of these people. And they're loud. And that's why people stay away from them, which is wrong. We should get right up in their faces just like they do in yours. Many say, well, you know, she didn't call for violence or anything like some others. Well, you had to do a heck of a stretch to try to claim that President Trump called for violence. Remember that? On January 6th? He didn't at all. There was no way. You actually have to twist and turn, do all, you have to turn your body into a pretzel to come up with that. That's how crazy all that was. But you won't hear anything about it. No way. They want to keep the pressure on. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Newsmax is reporting that the Arizona audit of 2020, it's back in full stride. After a week-long hiatus, I'd love to know who's watching over that stuff. Now, the Republicans have led a hand count, a recount of the ballots in Arizona. Now, counters returned to a former basketball arena where contractors working for the state GOP are reviewing the county's handling of the 2020 election. The recounts taking far longer than expected. The counters had to vacate the building for high school graduation last week. More tables and counters were added this week, but the operation still has not reached its full capacity. I mean, this is an overwhelming process. Reporters were directed instead to former Arizona Republican Party Chair Randy Pollin. He said that because the Senate liaison Ken Bennett said that they would no longer be answering questions for the process. This is a big deal. This is a deep process. But how they have to match up the signatures, right? We're looking to see when they asked for the ballot. If they didn't ask for the ballot, how many went to that address? How many different variations of it? Was it signed? Who signed it? How did it get back? There's a week of tense back and forth between the legislative Republicans and the auditors and the county board of supervisors. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some Trump supporters believe it will turn up evidence to support his narrative of fraud. That's what they try to do. They try to legitimize what he was saying, and it shouldn't be that hard to do. We saw it. We saw the numbers that made no sense. Nobody ever pays attention to the percentage of votes that come in based on the percentage of people actually, let's not say the ones that are registered to vote, let's say the ones that actually live there. How about that? If I have 125 signatures and 80 people live there, we got a problem. Voting rights advocates and election administrators say the 2020 election was conducted well, and they don't worry that the GOP review is just going to muck things up. They're going to use slipshod procedures. Isn't it funny how the only ones that can do anything right in the eyes of Democrats are Democrats? That's it. You're the only ones that can follow procedures. You're the only ones that can do the right thing according to them. And that's the biggest problem we have, too, if you think about it. We don't trust each other at all. I mean, each other. Come on, it's not just one. It's each other. And until that happens, or there's more trust between the two, you got a problem. You have a big problem. Because I don't... What's your name? I don't know. You know, some of these Democrats that I won't say that have become sane or come to their minds have turned around and decided, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on here that I just don't get. I don't understand. I don't want to be stuck with. Which I think is great. I think it's fine. It's the way it should be. If we can't trust this process, that's what's going to turn us against each other. We can't trust the process, so we don't trust the president. We don't trust what he's doing and how he's doing it. What happens when he does call in the National Guard or something along those lines? Are we going to trust he's doing it for the right reasons? I mean, I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I don't. You know, a lot of you talking about what is it? Diana's death, right? Oh no, I'm sorry. Ashley, I'm lost. I can't keep up with it. I'm not even going to try. You can join the chat room. Just head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. And yes, there's plenty of people chatting about a bunch of stuff there in the chat room. A lot of stories that we should be, you know, paying attention to as well. But this audit is not going to stop in Arizona. You know that. Right? Now they're looking to open up some of these ballots in Georgia. And I'm hoping they just keep going after this. I'm hoping they don't stop. They keep going. And we keep making sure they have enough money, and they keep going till they can show what the truth is. Right? And now, you know, the illustrious left, I don't know the whole story yet, but Rand Paul, I guess he's received death threats now for questioning Fauci. Right? Now, here's a turn. If you don't think the world is turning in a different direction, this should help. Every time we told CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG, that this whole Wuhan thing, you know, it came out of a Chinese lab, and they kept telling us it was a right-wing conspiracy, not the way it happened, the Chinese had nothing to do with it. Remember that? All of that. Trump was making it up as he goes. Yeah, that's kind of come back to bite them just a tad. remember last year, the mainstream media largely dismissed this virus as being a lab leak. Right? They said it was just a fringe or a conspiracy theory. The people just wanted to get on Dr. Fauci. A few examples how media were reporting this at the time, though. And with Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, he suggested it had emerged from a lab known for bat coronavirus experiments. Now, Cotton repeats fringe theory of coronavirus origin. That was a New York Times heading. Trump says U.S. investigators whether coronavirus spread after China lab mishap, but cites there's no evidence for it. At least that's what the USA Today said. New research explores how the conservative media, you know, I don't know why they're doing all this research. God bless. It's happening. You can see it. You can hear it. We rail about it almost every night. Misinformation we're getting from the left, big time. But they don't want to hear that. They want to be patted on the head and told what a great job they did. That's what they like. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time. You know, again, everybody was talking about when you watched what was happening in Wuhan, how they wouldn't let anybody travel locally in or out of Wuhan. They'd let them travel internationally. I wonder why that was. Right, that they were cleaning up the streets. They were doing all kinds of stuff. They lost, what was it, at one point, 21 million cell service users in a matter of 2 or 3 days? That doesn't happen, people. That ain't right because it doesn't happen. And I know eventually we'll step up and start screaming about it. Eventually we'll step up and say something about it. Show me senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next break.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to ariseusa.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to ariseusa.com. That's ariseusa.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. I'm back. I don't care where you are. Probably do, but I don't. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Some of you noticed that my brick wall's gone.
Yeah.
That was a poor attempt to try to do something stupid, I don't have to tell you. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, listen, head up to the website. A lot going on there. And if you go over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, you're going to buy something from him. You know, Dad's Day's coming up. Let me tell you what, the slippers are really cool there. The promo code Joe at checkout, you'll save yourself about 15%. And on top of that, you'll get some nice stuff. You know, I mean, seriously. Pillows, sheets, blankets, all kinds of stuff. He's got a whole load of kids' pillows, which are kind of cool. You know? Anyway, again, as I said, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. I was talking about it earlier. And I told you that this year was going to be, back then I said a year, year and a half, 18 months, going to be a real fight. I don't have any special crystal ball. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. But when you look at this, you really look at what's going on around the world. Who's sticking up for who? Who's fighting back for who? Who's covering stories for who? We're going to have to fight to get everything out. Today, Again, talking to some friends of mine that are losing major pages of Facebook and Twitter and other places. And the reason behind it isn't because of any one thing. They've got large followings. They don't have lots of money. And they're making a difference. They're getting the message out. Right? They're chipping away at the foundation. Bongino can't be the only voice in the wilderness there, if you would. You can't have just a bunch of guys like him out there being the strongest in the group. And I would tell you, not him, I don't know him personally, but I know some of these guys personally that are doing commentary like this, and they're in it for the money. They're not in it to make a better country. And that's the sad part, because some of them have backed out tremendously. You know, if you, and I'm not thinking of swipe at Newsmax, because Newsmax overall is doing a great job. I knew I was going to get sidetracked there. But you look at the stuff that Chris Ruddy has written. Right? Look at the, you're calling Joe Biden the moderate back in January. Are we for real? And I don't know, that guy. I know people know him. But I know, I don't know that guy personally either. I love a story by Washington Post who said that Chris Ruddy and Newsmax went all in for Donald Trump. It's just not true. They did that to discredit Newsmax. You already know that. I don't have to tell you that. But again, when you look at what goes on in Newsmax as a whole, and then you look at what Chris Ruddy has written, he is not a staunch conservative. I'm not saying that makes him a bad guy by any stretch of the imagination. He's just not a staunch conservative. He actually called Joe Biden a moderate. I think I already said that. But Chris Ruddy, the thing behind him, is he's a businessman. He knows how to make money. Right? I mean, am I wrong here? He knows how to make money. He wants to make money. And he's been feeding Trump supporters real big heaping teaspoons of conservatism. Now, in 2004, Hillary Clinton was in the Senate. Ruddy had some making up to do, if you would. He was back, best known as the Inspector Clouseau of the Vince Foster case. It's according to the New York Times. New York Post reporter who had popularized the baseline theory that Mrs. Clinton's friend, who committed suicide in 1983, had been murdered. See, now this shows you how it's reported differently, correct? I mean, somebody, when they report something as a, you know, suicide, and it's physically impossible to do so, or next to, I should say, should it be questioned in any way, shape, manner, or form? What do you think? I would say yes. You know, and when you look at the way they reported this, it's now seemed possible that Mrs. Clinton might run for president when that happened. Ruddy laid it on pretty thick. Mrs. Clinton was doing a remarkable, surprisingly good job for New York as senator, he wrote. Right? Ruddy, Chris Ruddy, president of Newsmax. I'm not beating on the guy, I'm just saying facts is facts. And everybody touts him, you know, they tout him as being extremely conservative, but because of the network. But the network itself is not reflective of him. He wants to make money. This is a business. Let's be honest about it. He said, I might not like Hillary's liberalism, but I don't dislike her on a personal level. I asked an amused former Clinton aide to dredge this correspondence out of an old box for Mr. Ruddy. This is the reporter. A Long Island-born 55-year-old has emerged as the most audacious media entrepreneur of the Trump election fantasy. You know, he saw where the money was. Not the end of the world. And if it helped Trump, great. But apparently, why isn't he calling out what's going on like in Arizona and other places. And if you're looking to make sure that people have the right information, most of what those people talk about on Newsmax, most of what's said, not just because it gets us excited because they're on our side of the aisle with the stories, but they're laying out the fact. Right? Really, they're laying out the fact. They're letting us decide what's true, what's not true. You know, before Election Day, the largest listening or viewing audience for Newsmax on a primetime show was equivalent to what mine was a couple of years back, 58,000. On any primetime show, we had at times, we had 40 to 60,000 people listening to the show on Facebook. After Election Day, over a million. Within days after election, within millions of people now were watching Newsmax. It was very obvious on election night where Fox stood. Very obvious. I don't know if they had the inside word. I don't know if they were told to squelch the results. Don't say anything till we tell you. I don't know what it was. I don't quite see that happening at Newsmax, at least not now. Right? So again, when you look at what Ruddy and Newsmax stand for, don't give them such a broad brush pass. I like Newsmax. I listen to Newsmax. I listen to OANN. You want to make sure that what you're getting is true. Bounce it against other I won't even say stations. Do some of your own research. What do you think? Ruddy was not a person who disliked the Clintons. No, I don't know. Again, I don't know. Are these the kind of people you want fighting side by side with you? Or fighting alongside with you, I should say? Or is Ruddy simply doing what many people, presidents of TV networks doing? Making money for the network, following where the money is. You know, the conservatives have very few places left to go. There are online social justice platforms or social info platforms all over the place. We probably got 30 of them now, where at one point in time there was only 3 or 4, 5 or 6. See, they're trying to spread us so thin that we have no power. Spread us so thin that not much of what we can do or say is going to make a difference. Love to know if you think different. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate your time. Appreciate you, supporting me. I do so very much. Again, if you head to the website, we do have a donate button there. Katie Hill's lawsuit is not quite finished yet. Almost there. Oh, still amassing some bills. But back to Newsmax real quick. I mean, I'm not telling you to flush them. I'm telling you to pay attention. That's all. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. You can find us not as many places before. If you go over to the website, there are links to places you can find the video, the audio. I think we're on Spreaker. We're on all kinds of stuff. We're on iHeart. And you can pick up the show there. You can always go back and get it later on. That's why we podcast. God bless, guys. Have a great, great rest of the day. Get involved, get engaged, make a difference in your community. Start in your community. We'll be back tomorrow. Join us.